Good afternoon. I don't know where to start. I thought of anyone see the commercial? Probably dating myself a little bit, but I think it came out recently where you have the peanut butter, and then you have the chocolate, and somehow they kind of bump into each other, and therefore you have the Reese's. This debate made me think about it. You have two different thought processes, and we're wondering at which time they will collide together, and they'll come up with something new that we now know as to be a very good treat, and probably most of us eat when we shouldn't. So I thought of that when I listened to the debate and I read the papers. I agree with both that they're so close together, but I'm going to try to add a view now as a police chief that may have to enact or make some of these thoughts work. And I think about what is the role of the police chief, and I think part of the debate is maybe starting with some questions because, you know, the basic Covey principles start with an end in mind, and it seems to me that we quite often have not defined what that end is. And so there still seems to be a debate as what is the role of the police department? What are the police there for? And the answer to that question would determine, in many ways, what we should be engaging in. And so I think the real challenge, and I do agree with both and the many points that they've made, I think the challenge right now as I look at community policing in my 25 years is that intuitively I think everyone is feeling, definitely at the executive session, myself and in the industry, that we've hit this ceiling, that something has happened, that we now need to go in a different direction because we've taken this concept as far as it appears to have gone. So when I look at community policing, I think back in the 80s when it was debated at the executive session, it was a radical thought. In 2010, it's an easy program. Something happened, and part of it is probably success. So the question is, what is the next step in community policing? Is it advanced community policing? For, as David mentioned, is it a new professionalism that Chris mentioned? In looking at that, I have to look at the balancing act that I have as a chief of police. So one, I have a community that, whatever you call it, I still have to serve. Two, I have a political environment in which I have to survive. Otherwise, there is no policing for me. And that's the reality of all the chiefs. I have external constituencies. I have to worry about inside the organization and some new dynamics that have changed policing in one of the three C's, and that is cost. I have to now operate within very tight fiscal constraints, further reducing budgets and the ability to do easy programs and start really identifying what are the core missions or functions of the police department. So the question for me going forward is how do I still provide a high level of service while still embracing the concepts of community policing? Because if I heard this correct, I think both Chris and David are not saying abandon the idea of community policing. But I would have to lean towards that we do need something different and that community policing has to go further than I think the profession has taken it. I think the true success of community policing is the evolution from community policing to community-based governance. And as long as we keep talking about community next to the word policing, I think we're going to keep running into this ceiling. Because now if we're going to start dealing with the kind of problem solving that community policing suggests, it has to go beyond the police. That community policing, to be effective, in my opinion, should be a subset of community-based governance. And so I would probably put a little challenge on both that if you look at this concept of new professionalism, starting with the three C's, that it will probably actually be six C's. Chris, I'll throw that first thought out there. And so you have crime, cost, and conduct, but under community-based governance, you would have to have city leadership and the idea that all of city government is involved in making our community safe. That has to be led by the chief executive officer, whether it's a mayor or a city manager. It involves public works, redevelopment. It involves planning. It involves from every city department has something to contribute. Why that's important with community-based governance is because then they should be measured by their ability to actually contribute to that ultimate goal. Right now, it still seems to be solely focused on the police, so we have this debate about community policing versus a new professionalism. The other C I would add would be collaboration with outside agencies and the community. The more we have to reduce our budgets, the more do we have to collaborate. And the other C that's not in there is the community. And I think if you add those three C's to the existing three C's, then the issue of community and why we want community policing may exist, but it may actually be at a higher level. So it's just not community policing, it's community-based governance. It's the idea that the community has a lot more control than just that of the police department. It has control of the people they elect to run the police department or the city. It has control or input and control of all departments that contribute to public safety. If we were to achieve that, then I think you can then go from community policing to a community-based governance to this idea of a new professionalism, which to me the ultimate goal would be something that Gil Kerlikowski mentioned, to just getting into public safety. And if we ultimately one day just accept that the role of the police maybe even will change to public safety, inclusive of public safety are everything you can think of. It would be crime, which is one component. It would be emergency preparedness, which is another component. It would be terrorism as a component. It would be racial turmoil as a component. It encompasses so much that you're not focused solely on crime control. It may actually even change CompStat. I am a proponent of the idea of a new professionalism, as I read both papers, because I think we do have to take community policing to another level. I am concerned, however, with David is, how do I sell, quite frankly, a new professionalism to my elected officials that have put so much into community policing? And I think to get to this new professionalism, there may have to be that stop along the way. It may have to be not immediate, but the first stop may be, once again, the transition from community policing to community-based governance, then to a new professionalism. I think the police profession has to step it up with regards to professionalism and identify a question that Patrick Murphy asked some years ago. Are we a vocation or a profession? And while that's important, I think it goes to the issue of the national coherence. If we're a profession, that means we're going to live by and adhere to a body of standards, of core values, of regulations that hold us accountable. And that policing, as a community member, as an American, you have a right to have a certain levels of standard regardless of where you go in the United States. It should not change because you cross some jurisdictional boundary. So there should be a body of standard that's consistently followed, especially with regards to the accountability. And I think we have to get to the issue of professionalism. That would suggest that then there's criteria to get hired. There's criteria to get fired. There's criteria as far as education, as far as training. And there is a level of accountability that goes with having established professionalism. Unfortunately, we have made the word professional bad, and it would seem to be going backwards. So I think David may have struck something that it may be the packaging. But I would offer that it may be time for a new package with the concept as not abandoning community policing, but actually advancing it to the next level. And that if we were to package it, just a recommendation, in such a manner that we're looking at community policing now evolving to a larger context of community-based governance, that we're looking at taking police to the next level of professionalism, which looks at the core areas that we talked about with regards to police legitimacy, the three C's, now we would say the six C's, the issues of innovation and creativity. I think all of that then fits and meshes perfectly and goes back to my initial comment about the peanut butter and the chocolate coming together to come up with a very good treat. I think it's going to be a lot of work, and we may have just defined the last 20 years. I don't have the answer. I'm just thinking from the perspective of a police chief, how do I make all of this work? How do I do it within very tight fiscal constraints? How do I do it so that my officers understand what the heck I'm talking about? How do I do it so that the politicians and elected officials don't look at me like I've lost my mind and are trying to abandon something that they've passed through resolutions and through even may have got elected on? How do we do all of this? And I think what I'm feeling intuitively is that I don't know the answer to that. I just know we have to do something. My concern now is community policing, as I mentioned earlier, is went from that radical thought to just an easy program. We can define whether it's a community policing officer, which I don't understand what that is. If community policing is a philosophy, then all officers should be community policing. We have community policing grants, which are separate from technology grants, which are separate from policing grants and enforcement grants. So we are constantly dividing this concept up to make it more and more a program. And a threat to community policing is that it's going to be specialized. And as a good professor once told me, to specialize in some cases is to minimize. So the further we go with embracing a concept without advancing it, whether it's advanced community policing or a new professionalism, the risk we take is to minimize its actual impact. And at some point, community policing is going to be some old school program that we had 10 years ago that will be on the chopping blocks first when we start reducing budgets. The idea of professionalism, I think, is not tied to cost. In a sense, other than you are to manage those costs most efficiently and effectively as possible. So somewhere in between, I think the two brilliant minds have come up with something that I believe the industry has to tackle with and grapple with, and I hope comes out of the executive session is the answer to that will set us on a course, I believe, for the next 10, 15, or 20 years, because I just know as a chief, I'm feeling that I'm hitting a ceiling, that I know that I'm engaging with my community and I'm having the meetings and I'm trying to improve the relationship, and we're providing cultural competency training, and we got the officers really understanding the role, or at least the importance of community involvement. We're still very vague with the role of it. I think someone said that earlier. I agree. But we now know that the problems are deeper than that. So the question I ask my community is, now that we've had the meeting, what next? What does that mean? So we've talked, and it took 10 years, 20 years, quite frankly, for the profession to even acknowledge that the community was a recipient of services that provided input. And that's a major advancement. But what do we take it beyond a meeting? If I say you have a role, what really is that role? Is it a role to set priorities? And is it really, am I misleading you to think that you can set a priority of traffic enforcement when you have 20 shootings going on in a neighborhood? Is that realistic? Or is it helping to identify the priorities on some of your non-essential areas? Is it defining what the response is going to be? Because in some communities, even those that are most likely to be accused of being abused will give you abusive tactics in response to things that bother them. So how far does this thing go? Or are we misleading people to say that you identify the priorities, you identify how we respond, knowing as soon as we get back to headquarters, it doesn't mean anything, because I'm still going to put the officers out there the way I want to. And they still got to operate within a body of standards, regardless of what someone said at a community meeting. So we have to take a look at, what does this mean now? Where do we go to the next step so that I have realistic expectations for the community? This is what your role should be. This is what we can do together. But once we identify it, then I do want to, as an executive, embrace a body of standards. I want to embrace science and technology to do it in the best and efficient manner that we can do. I have that obligation. I don't think the police department should run away from technology. And I don't think technology should run away with the department. And I think somewhere in balancing that is to use it to truly get to the most efficient and effective the police department one can have. But those balancing acts, once again, goes to trying to merge the two concepts. And like I said, I don't know what the ultimate title would be, but it has to be something that captivates the officer and the staff. It has to be something that provides political support or obtains, garners political support. And it has to be something that's tenable within the resources or limited resources that we all know we have. So somewhere in there, and I think Ellen's going to get into this too, is I think intuitively they have struck upon something that many of the chiefs are feeling, and that is we have hit this ceiling and we need to break through it. We have done a great job, and that crime reduction is at its highest. I think police and community relations is probably at its highest. We still have a lot of questions of legitimacy, especially in communities of color. But to compare that to 20 or 30 years ago, undoubtedly it's better. But we also know now the new problems of policing require different responses. That, excuse the phrase, and I'm one that struggles with this quite often, if we were on a diet as a country, we lost that first 10, 15 pounds. And that was easy, it was good, it was water weight, and good for us. Now it's getting down to the real hard part, and that is, how do we actually go further? How do we sustain it and not keep going up in these up and down increases and decreases of what we call as community policing? And I think the way to do that is to quit making, not to mitigate, not to minimize it, not to specialize it, but to embrace it as a larger capacity, a larger context for city government, so that whatever the police department engages in, it has to fit into community-based governance. Otherwise, that chief executive would find him or herself operating outside the direction of the city. And so I think I'll end there, just open it up. But I just think, as a chief, I do appreciate the thought. I do appreciate the ultimate goal. But I think the challenge is going to be how to interpret this. And to think about it, at some point, if the great minds in here, with all the acronyms, are struggling with it, then how do you translate it to people like me, the chiefs that are running organizations, and to the hardworking men and women that have to hit in the field, and you want to translate that into some specific goals? And I think the ultimate goal, I would envision a police department that has public safety officers that are not necessarily over-reliant on crime, unless that's the issue of the day, but will look at a wide range of everything. And if you think about a public safety department, then all of its members are public safety agents and officers, including civilian or non-sworn at every level, whether it's a community service officer, code enforcement officer, or secretary. They're all contributing to public safety. So that may also be something to think about. How do we evolve to that point, which I think Gil was alluding to, is just, how about we just police? I would maybe change that to we just do into public safety, and recognizing that community engagement and policing is the philosophy in which we operate as a government, not just as a police department. So thank you. Thank you.